The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwajwa Ferijan, has emphasized the need to strengthen inter-party dialogue, saying it forms the bedrock in deepening democracy. He said inter-party dialogue has in many instances proven to be the right tonic in solving various electoral problems worldwide. Dr. Ferijan said this in Accra at the opening of a two-day forum on inter-party dialogue in West Africa. Ibrahim Donko was there and has filed this report.
Dr. Ferijan was of the view that the concept has several merits that make it formidable and can stand the test of time. He said inter-party dialogue engenders consensus among political parties, helps in resolving electoral concerns, as well as building confidence and trust among stakeholders. The West Africa Program Manager of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, organizers of the workshop, Theophilus Dowerton, said the workshop forms part of the second phase of building inter-party dialogue via research. Additionally, it will bring to bear the experiences regarding inter-party dialogue in West Africa aimed at strengthening mechanisms for peaceful electoral outcomes. Mr. Dowerton noted that the International Institute for Democracy and Assistance has strengthened electoral processes, supported inclusive constitution-building process, among others worldwide. The Institute, he said, believes democracy cannot be imported or prescribed, but can only be nurtured by all countries. Presenting Ghana's experience, the principal PRO of the Electoral Commission, Sylvia Anno, outlined the crucial role the Inter-Party Advisory Committee, IPAC, has played in the country in its 17-year history. She said Ghana's political parties have strongly subscribed to its tenets, thereby bolstering the nation's democratic credentials among the Committee of Nations. Radio Ghana caught up with the Executive Director of the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEC, Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, who made some recommendations to enhance inter-party dialogue.
The parties need themselves as they need the Electoral Commission, and they necessarily must talk to find a way forward, because in democracy you build consensus and move on that basis forward. When there are conflicts, it becomes difficult. The question is whether the way it has operated in the last 17 years, if you take the IPAC, in some countries it's now stuck. What is needed to strengthen it operationally? Transparency of Ghanaian elections may be credited to the IPAC and the Electoral Commission, and of course the civil society. The parties are functional on their own. It's difficult for them to build that consensus. So it has to be mediated and regulated. So you have difference and diversity in unity. Maybe journalists should also get involved in the inter-party dialogue, so you don't just light to stoke the fire.
Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, governance expert and executive director of the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEC. The Catholic Church is deliberating on how best it can assist in ensuring violence-free elections in Africa. In this regard, Catholic bishops and reverend fathers representing all African countries have gathered in Accra for a five-day workshop on the Church's role in conducting peaceful elections across the continent. Jennifer Adulabi was at the opening ceremony and reports.
As election 2012 draws closer, many are the issues cropping up which threaten to destroy the peace the country is enjoying. The latest issue is the WikiLeaks revelations. It is against this background that the Catholic Relief Services, in collaboration with the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar, SECAM, is organizing the Peace Reflection Workshop. The Episcopal Chairman of Justice, Governance and Peace of the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, Most Reverend Paul Bemley, said the workshop has come at an opportune time when at least 8 African countries will be holding presidential and parliamentary elections between now and December, and another 14 countries expected to hold similar elections between January and December 2012, including Ghana. He said, though Africa is not yet entirely a haven of peace, it is gradually moving away from coup d'etats and instability, a process the Church must contribute to.
The Church in Africa sees herself as a partner with the state machinery, which is tied to the political education of the people for responsible citizenship within the state. It is for this reason that the Episcopal Conference across Africa has been following keenly developments across this continent. The Catholic Church has always found itself responding to post-election violence arising from improper management of the electoral process. It is also heartwarming to note that in some cases, the Church has also had very rewarding experiences.
Executive Director of West Africa Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande, is a participant. He tells Radio Ghana that in order to avoid ethnocentrism, the church must rise above ethnic divisions and concentrate more on social teachings.
The gospel values and the social teachings of the church immediately challenge us to rise above those ethnic differences. So we cannot have the social teachings of the church on one hand and still practice ethnicity, whether it's in the church or in the whole of society. If we do that, then we are refusing to be church. And that is why we have no choice but to apply the social teachings of the church to who we are in our world. So we cannot have us as church on Sunday behaving as God's people and differently on another day as ethnic groups.
Participants will be discussing the role of constitutional courts in elections, boundaries, ethnicity, power and electoral conflicts, and the media, instruments for peace or violence in elections.
Jennifer Adulabi reporting.